Chapter 5. The Meeting. Later that night, the children went to the pottery shop. Everywhere was quiet. The street was empty.
"Let's find somewhere to hide," said Robert. "Then we can watch for Salvius."
The children looked for a good place to hide. There was a pile of broken pots in the doorway of the shop.
"Look," said Lucy. "There's the perfect place to hide. We can hide behind the pots. Salvius will never see us there."
The children crouched behind the pots and waited. They waited and waited. They began to feel stiff.
"Oh, my legs are sore," said Camilla.
She stood up and rubbed them. Marcus pulled her down quickly.
"Shh,"
he whispered.
"I can hear someone coming."
The children peeped around the pots. A man was coming down the street. He was carrying a small bag.
"It's Salvius," whispered Robert. "What do you think he's got in that bag?"
Lucy grinned.
"I bet it's the bronze bust."
Robert nodded.
"Yes, I think it is."
The children watched. Salvius stood outside the pottery shop. He looked up and down the street nervously.
"Let's get him," whispered Robert. The children shouted loudly and jumped out of their hiding place.
Salvius was frightened by the noise. He started to run off.
"Stop, Salvius,"
commanded Marcus. Salvius stopped. He held the bag close to him.
"Give me the bag," said Marcus.
"But, Master," protested Salvius, "it's..."
"I said, give it to me,"
repeated Marcus.
"But, Master," said Salvius, "I can explain. I have come to meet Veximus."
"Veximus isn't coming. We set a trap for you, and you have fallen into it," said Marcus.
He looked very angry.
"Now, do as I say and give me the bag."
Salvius gave Marcus the bag. Marcus pulled it open. He looked inside and gasped. The bag held a few coins. Marcus glared at Salvius.
"This bag has money in it. What have you done with the bust?"
"The bust?" said Salvius. He looked very upset.
"No, no, you don't think I stole it, do you? Let me explain, Master."
The children looked at each other. They were puzzled. Why was there money in the bag and not the bust? It was all very odd.
"Tell us what is going on," said Marcus. "And tell the truth. If you lie, you will be punished."
Salvius took a deep breath.
"I'm worried about the bust. I am sure it was stolen," he said. "I have thought about all the people at the party. I suspect Veximus is the thief. I overheard him telling another man that the bronze bust was the most beautiful bust he had seen."
Salvius paused.
"Go on,"
said Marcus.
"I decided to speak to Veximus," said Salvius. "I searched for him at the marketplace yesterday. When I saw him, I asked him if he had the bust. I told him I would buy it from him and return it to my master."
Salvius shook his head.
"It was a stupid thing for a slave to do. Veximus was angry. He told me I had no right to accuse him. He was rude to me. He told me to go away."
The children looked at each other. They were astonished. They couldn't believe what they were hearing.
"Veximus was very angry," continued Salvius. "But I was still suspicious of him. I decided to talk to his slave at the baths. That's why I was so glad when your father said he wanted to go to the baths this afternoon. Anyway, I asked Veximus's slave if he had any suspicions about his master. He said he hadn't. I thought I must be wrong about Veximus. But then I got the message to meet him tonight. I thought he had changed his mind. I thought he had the bust and wanted to sell it to me after all.
But where did you get this money from?
Asked Marcus. Salvius bowed his head. I have been saving for a long, long time, he said.
What have you been saving for? Asked Lucy.
Salvius sighed. For my freedom.
Lucy looked puzzled.
What do you mean?
Camilla interrupted.
Slaves are owned by their masters, she explained. But it is possible for a slave to buy his freedom from slavery.
Yes, said Marcus.
Also, sometimes a master will free his slave if he serves him well.
I only wanted to help my master, said Salvius sadly. I was afraid that if I didn't get the bust back, Senator Julius would punish him.
Robert and Lucy felt sorry for Salvius. They felt sorry for thinking that he was a thief, too. Marcus handed the bag of money back to Salvius.
I'm very sorry we thought you were a thief.
Salvius bowed his head.
What do we do now?
Asked Camilla.
We still don't know who has got the bust.
Robert shrugged his shoulders.
Perhaps we can work with Salvius to try and find the thief.
I will help all I can, said Salvius.
Let's think about the night of the party again, said Camilla. There must be a clue that we have missed.
All right, said Robert. Let's think. But we all fell asleep during the evening. Salvius, can you think who went near the bust later on?
Salvius thought and thought. There were a lot of people looking at the bust, he said. Any one of them could be the thief.
Did anyone take more interest than the others? Asked Lucy.
Salvius frowned. He thought hard.
It's so difficult to remember, he said.
Suddenly, his face brightened.
Yes, yes, he said. I remember. Titus Carolus admired the bust. He touched it lots of times. He said how valuable it must be. I remember thinking how rude he was to touch it.
Who is Titus Carolus? Asked Robert.
Titus Carolus is an olive oil merchant, said Marcus. He's a rich man. He owns a shop in Rome where the finest olive oils are sold. But why would he steal something? He is rich enough to buy anything he wants.
Titus may be rich, but he may also be a thief, said Lucy.
But how can we find out if he is guilty?
Asked Camilla.
We must investigate, said Robert.
He looked up at the sky. The moon was shining brightly. It was time to go to bed.
Tomorrow we must get up early, he said. We have a thief to catch.